Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I could not stop thinking when I saw the entire schedule of two things. One, if you're an Islander or a Knick fan, you're going to have a tough time figuring out I know people have two TVs and an iPad and this or that, but I'm sorry. When it's a playoff game, you want to lock in on one particular game. So that's a little bit annoying if you are an Islander Knick fan because the schedules coincide with one another. But also, Friday night, Boomer and Geo live, game six. I just hope that that series is over one way or another in four or five, because he is not going to be able to concentrate in the way we need him to concentrate when there's a game going on.
Yeah, that's going to be, that will be a problem if we get there. Now, I do think the Rangers are good enough to take them out in four. I mean, go out and just wipe the ice with them and get this over with. That having been said, you don't put anything past Alex Ovechkin. It's the Capitals. It's the rivalry. Game sixes are almost likely in most series.
Well, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And could you imagine if they're down 3-2? I mean, it's one thing to be up 3-2 and have a game six. All right, not great, but fine. They're down 3-2?
Yeah, we're going to have to have we're going to have to work into the show something that incorporates that game.
Yeah, a big screen in the game.
No, because no one's going to pay attention to us.
It's a problem.
It's going to be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem if it was anything like, I could handle the Knicks being on at the same time. I think that most people could that work with us. It's just him and the Rangers.
I know that.
That's the thing.
I know. He loves the Rangers more than anything else in sports.
Yeah, I mean, and almost anything else in life.
Yeah, well, that too.
I mean, obviously he loves his family more, but when it comes to his family, like, he's actually concerned that his grandchildren are going to be Islander fans. That's not a bit. That, like, really bothers him.
I did talk to CeeLo during the warm-up show, and CeeLo has an idea that he can be Rangers update guy during the show.
It's not good enough, though. He's going to want to watch the game.
Well, imagine, like, if the Rangers go down 2-0, he'll just pummel CeeLo on stage.
Or you, or me, or any of us. You kidding?
Right, but if he's the Rangers guy and not us.
See, I was thinking we could really mess with him and we could say, all right, we'll put up three different scores on the board. Which one is the true score? You know, like Rangers down 3-0, Rangers up 3-0, tied. We'll figure out something.
Is that time for that game a TBD dependent upon what's going on, or is that time set?
Well, think about it. It's a Friday, so it's not going to be anywhere in the afternoon.
But what I'm wondering is, could that potentially be an 8 p.m. start to where you get an hour of him, where he's at least...
And then we go out in Jersey City and watch him melt down watching the game?
But that's a different story. At least he can go out and watch the game. What I'm wondering is, can you at least get an hour of Boomer to where he, while he might be preoccupied knowing the game's coming on, also knowing he's not missing anything just yet, and even if he had to miss the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game, so be it, as opposed to our show starts at 7, correct?
Eight. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Doors open at 7.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I thought we started at 7.
No.
Oh, this sucks.
Boomer may actually have to be an adult. And...
He will
be responsible,
and he will. He will, but he will be distracted.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I get it.
I know he'll be there, and I know that he will do what he thinks is the right thing to do. But he's going to be distracted.
Yes, he is.
I mean, how long have we seen this?
Mm-hmm.
This is his thing.
And he might have an alert on his phone.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to think about all the contingency plans and all the things and come up with something to work it into the show. I don't want him to have alerts on his phone. I think he should have his phone away. I mean, and CeeLo, given the updates and coming out, and we like, you could see like when a goal scores, like CeeLo just interrupts whatever's going on, and we're like, oh no, you know, what happens? And he tells us. But the problem with that is, if you've been around CeeLo and Boomer talking Rangers, it doesn't stop. So there could be a situation where the Rangers go up 1-0 and then CeeLo comes out on the stage and then those two guys talk Rangers to the end of the show. So like we got to make sure that we're in control of CeeLo's microphone. So then once he gives the update, we shut it off and he leaves, because they'll sit there and talk about fourth line and this and that and 1-2-1 defenses and dump and chase.
Yeah.
You give those guys an opportunity on a stage to talk hockey, all of a sudden it's puck talk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.